Welcome to all. Today's office is Rosh Hashanah Chavhe, and we're starting about the top line with the words of Yonah Bai and the villain source of daf. It's all the way at the end of Yud Daled Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Yaakov Maisha Harnes Shama Shehaven Aliyah. Now we conclude with the brass about a fellow who had found the basket of produce outside, and there were three different scenarios about how he's supposed to act. If this is a place, it's a locale where most people bring their produce to the market, and that's where he is, so he's not allowed to eat from it aray because it's chayv and meiser, it's ready in the market. However, it's treated as demai because maybe an amah amar separated trumah or meiser. Now if this is a place where most people bring their produce home, he is allowed to eat from it aray, and when he brings it home, then he treats it as vadai. Let's remember that one of the main differences between demai and vadai is that demai does not have trumah gedolah separated from it, whereas vadai does, and that's going to play a very big role in the upcoming Gemara. Now the following is the third scenario. Let's say it's half-half. 50% of the people in this area bring their produce to the market, and the other 50% bring it home. So then we're machmir like both. When he finds the produce, and remember it's outside, he's not allowed to eat from it aray, and if he wants to eat it from now, it's treated as demai, but if he brings it home, then he has to treat it as vadai. So now in light of that, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yonah Bai, Rabbi Yonah asks the following question, Demai Maushiyat Balavadai, do we ever have a case that Demai would be Tevel Avadai? What does this mean? So this refers to a case where produce was bought from an Amma Aret, the necessary maisers were taken off, but again, only Misafik, because remember this is just Demai when he buys it from an Amma Aret, and no Trumah Gedolah was taken off by the buyer, because Amaratzim definitely separate Trumah Gedolah. And then what happened? The guy who bought this produce found out there was actually 100% Tevel and never had anything separated, not even Trumah Gedolah. So the question is, right now, is he allowed to eat from the produce Arai? Or no, since he already separated my Sarishain, now it's usher to eat Arai until he separates everything. That's what it means. Could Demai be Tevel Avadai? When he separated my Sarishain thinking that it's Demai, and it turns out that it's 100% Tevel, does that really actually turn it into Tevel now that he's not allowed to eat anything even Arai until he separates the rest? And Rabbiana continues, Im Aimrat Kain, if you're going to say this is actually true, then now everything here is considered Tevel, and he's not allowed to eat from it Arai, when him says Makdim, doesn't it turn out that he's being Makdim? It's going to turn out that he's doing everything out of order, that he's separating my Sarishain before Trumah Gedolah. And we know he's not allowed to do that. First, he has to separate Trumah Gedolah and then Maaser Rishon. And therefore, it must be that no. When he discovered that this produce is Tevel, his original designation of Maaser Rishon completely falls off. That's considered Batel, and this produce is considered to have nothing separated from it, and he would start from the beginning, taking off Trumah Gedolah, then Maaser Rishon, so on and so forth. Now, based off what we just said, we have a new understanding in the Mechzal Machzah case, in the situation that the fellow found the produce outside, and 50% of people keep it in the market, and 50% of people bring it home, and we had already discussed what he has to do. So now we should realize that there's technically a problem. When he finds it outside and he decides to eat some, we had said he has to treat it as demai, which means he's not separating Trumah Gedolah and only Trumas Meiser. Then, when he brings it home to eat some, he has to treat it as vadai, which means he's separating Trumah Gedolah. How does that work? It means he's doing stuff out of order. It must be, based on what we just said from Yoina, that when he's bringing the produce into his house and he's treating it as vadai, everything he took off previously is considered batel, meaning it's not considered like it's separated at all, and he starts again from the beginning. Now we have a slightly different suggestion of what to do. Rabbi Yisrael Rabban quotes Rabbi Yechanan, who says, so when this fellow's in the shuk, treating his produce as demai, what does he do? He has to make a tanai. V'loimer, he says as follows, if this produce that I found is from somebody who brings their produce to the marketplace, so then what I did right now by treating it as demai, that's done, and that means I took care of it properly. However, if this is the type of produce that people bring home, and really it's vade and it's not demai, I didn't do anything, and my separation of maisus is actually nothing. And why is that? Wouldn't want this to be from produce that's actually brought into homes by people, and that means that it's actually vadai. And it turns out that the trumas meiser is tavel to Trumah Gedolah. In other words, this produce might be from those that people bring home. It's 100% vadai. But what did this guy do? He already separated trumas meiser because he was treating it as demai, and now when he brings it home, he's treating it as vadai. He's separating Trumah Gedolah and all the other meisers, but that means that the trumas meiser that he had already separated never had Trumah Gedolah taken off of it, and therefore making this tanai right away, when he finds it, is going to remind him that when he brings it home and he separates Trumah Gedolah, Maaser Rishon, and everything like that, he's going to end up separating Trumah Gedolah for the Trumas Meiser that he had originally taken off. And continue to talk about this Mechzal Mechzal case, the Gemara just quotes it again, the following things like Amar Mar, Mechzal Mechzal Besade Metakna Demai, Machnis Labayas Metakna Vadai. And here we have another question. Chafi Amun Beis on top, V'chash Loimar, why don't we suspect to say, Shem Me'osesh Machnisen Lashuki, that's the proper gear saw, not Machnisen Labayas, Machnisen Lashuk. Maybe this is a produce that the person actually brings to the shuk, v'nimtzes Trumah Gedolah tevula Trumas Meiser, and it turns out that Trumah Gedolah is tavel to Trumas Meiser, which means that we really should suspect that this produce is that which is brought to the shuk. It's only treated as demai, not vadai. But now when he's bringing it home, he's treating it as vadai, and he's separating all the Trumas and Meisers. Problem is that Trumah Gedolah, which he's giving to the kain right now, thinking that it's vadai, is not really Trumah Gedolah. It's actually regular chulin that never had Trumas Meiser taken off of it. And therefore, Amar Rav Tanya tells us, what does he do over here so we don't have any issues? But Kairos Shalom Masrei Sov, when he gives gives it to the kohen, the kohen has to be kairu shame on all the maestros, meaning it's not enough that the kohen just receives it and says thank you very much and starts eating it. The kohen himself has to separate necessary maestros as well because of this safek. And now for the clarification of this, ad kedayin davar she'ein lo gairin. This is all good when we're talking about something that doesn't have a gairin. It doesn't have a threshing floor. So we would technically have a problem with trum gedayla. Aval davar she'yesh lo gairin. But if the produce that was found has a gairin, it has a threshing floor, and he found it after the stage, mafrishin trumas maestro ve'inzarech lafish trum gedayla, then the only thing you'd have to separate misafek would be trumas maestro and not trum gedayla, because for sure trum gedayla was already taken off. Kadotani, it's like the following brisa. Matzah peres memurchin besadeh. Let's say he found produce out in the field, and it was already nismarech bekri. It already was smoothed out in a pile. Tzimichunasin, if he found it all gathered together in one area, asurin mishum gazel, it's also because of gazel, because it's obvious that a person put it down there. Mefuzarin, but he found it all spread out. Mutarin mishum gazel, it's mutter, he's allowed to take it. And benkach u'benkach, in both situations, chayavin b'maisers, upturin mishum gedayla, it's chayavin maiser, and patrim mishum gedayla, she efshar l'garin shetei akher, elim kein nisruma. It's impossible that it would be taken from the gairin, that it would be removed from the threshing floor before truma was taken off. And since this is produce that was nismarech, it was obviously smoothed out in a pile, that means it already was at the gairin, and for sure truma was taken off of it, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whether or not you're allowed to take it. If it's asr because of gazel or mutter because of gazel, it's definitely potter from truma. So we see that when we're dealing with a type of produce that has a gairin, it has a threshing floor, and that's where it's processed, we can assume that truma gedayla was already taken off there. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow talking about maestros. When can we assume that maestros was taken off? For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.